It's the Christmas season. Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year in advance. There is love in the air, there is joy in the air, because it's the season of celebration, it's the season of family, it's the season of giving. It's a wonderful time, it's a wonderful season. So today our podcast is going to be centered on self-love. Okay, take a moment to relax and listen. Just chill. Take a moment to relax. 2020 has been really, really tough. A lot of ups and downs. COVID-19 happened, which led to lockdown. A lot of things happened. A lot of unemployment, the rise of unemployment. So many people lost their jobs. Even some had their salaries slashed in half. So it was really bad. Violence here and there, oppression here and there. In Nigeria, the NSAS protest happened. So many things went wrong this year. So many things went wrong. So much that a lot of people are beating themselves up. They're being hard on themselves because maybe they couldn't achieve all the goals or all the plans they had set to achieve this year. Probably their business goals, their personal goals, their career goals, are beating themselves up about not achieving these goals, or maybe not being able to reach up to 50% of achieving these goals. So, but what you owe yourself from now henceforth is not to be hard on yourself. Okay? There are several things you could do to develop self-love. It's what I call a recipe for self-love. Habits that you can develop to bring back all the positive energy back to you. Take away all the bad energy away and bring back all the positivity around you. Bring it back to yourself, okay? One of the things you should be doing is don't compare. You should be doing is not to compare yourself with others. You might be very tempted to begin to look at the life of others and compare yourself with them, trying to gauge how much you've made, how much you've been able to realize in this period, and then look at the other person and how the person has maybe done so well more than you and all of that. You will be very tempted to do that, and that can lead to sadness. Please, please, please do not compare yourself with others. Take stock of what you've done and see what you can do better for yourself. Don't do it because you are trying to reach this other person and be more than the next person. Another thing is be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You see the way I'm, you know, emphasizing on it is very important. The world already has a lot of harshness and critics to go around. The least you could do for yourself is be your own hype man. Be your own hype man. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself the way you want to be treated. That is what you should be doing. Think about what you are excelling at, where you are excelling, and celebrate those small wins. It doesn't matter how little it is. Celebrate them. Be grateful for how far you have come. This is what you owe yourself. Stop seeking people's validation of you. There are going to be people who will have 1001 opinions about you, but you are all the validation that you need. Accept yourself. The change you're seeking for yourself right now can only come faster when you accept who you are and work towards becoming that person you want to be. Stop seeking people's validation of you. Another thing is surround yourself with good people. It is very important. Surround yourself with good people. Immerse yourself in the positive energy that comes with having good people around. It cannot be overemphasized. Having good people around you brings all the positive energy that you need to grow. People who will support you, people who will help you grow. Surround yourself with those kind of people. Don't be afraid of losing toxic people. Don't be afraid of losing toxic energy. You do not need any of that bad energy around you. You do not need all that negativity. People who cannot stay without bringing one negative word or the other, stay away from those kind of people. There are some people that it is very difficult for them to leave a compliment. They see you doing something, working hard. It is so difficult for them to leave a compliment or maybe a word of encouragement. It is always the negative aspect of you that they are always trying to mention and bring to light or highlight. Please stay away from this kind of people. You do not need that bad energy around you. Finally, the best thing you can do for yourself is invest in yourself. You are the best investment for yourself. The best investment you can make for yourself is investing in yourself. It is very important. Take little steps daily towards becoming that person you want to be. Read that book. Sign up for that event. Sign up for that course. Practice what you've learned. If you need to talk to somebody about what you have learned, talk to somebody. Invest in yourself. It is something that is necessary. If you must grow to love yourself, if you must grow to be proud of the person you are, you must invest in yourself so that you become a better person. That's it for the Christmas special. 2021 is going to be a better year for all of us. Stay happy, keep grinding. Merry Christmas once again and a Happy New Year in advance. Stay tuned for our next episode. We're going to be starting a new series. Stay tuned to listen to it. Bye.